You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar.
No.
This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hello, hello. It's the Friday edition of Extra Extra Funny. And listen, it doesn't matter when the Friday edition was done. It's the Friday edition and it plays on Friday.
Yeah.
So yeah. Saying, hey, they're not there today. They're wearing the same clothes they were wearing yesterday on Extra Extra Funny. Mind your business.
Watch your mouth.
Mind your business.
Watch your big fat mouth.
You fat ass. Yeah.
That's my favorite line. I'm going to just start calling everybody a fat ass. You fat ass.
Fat idiot.
We were talking about TJ, some of the hateful messages that he gets during his evening radio show that you can listen at tjritchie.com if you're interested.
I think I'm going to start calling people deep shit. Deep shit. What up, deep shit?
Instead of dip shit. Yeah.
The person wrote deep shit.
Deep shit. Yeah.
Hey, deep shit.
Yeah, deep shit. It's like, some you're just Southern.
Some of them sounds like that English is not their first language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very possible.
And everything.
I'd say.
So it is Friday and the Friday edition. So that's strip club stuff.
That's right.
The strip club.
That's right. We go into the titty bar. These are the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from actual strip clubs in America. We will start in Southgate, Michigan at a place called Subies. Josh left a one-star review. I called this place to find out their hours. Whoever picked up the phone was rude as hell. They hung up on me twice and said I asked, quote-unquote, stupid-ass questions. And
that's probably accurate.
I believe that.
What do you want to know? What time they close?
Yeah.
Look it up. Ask
stupid-ass questions.
Yeah.
They go on with these stupid-ass questions. Love that. So he's best. He's real best.
I mean, I get that.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. That's terrible customer service. Hey, are you guys open today? It's a stupid ass question.
Probably because you can Google it.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, so he left a one-star review there, unfortunately. Then we'll go to the house in Washington, D.C. Isaac left a one-star review. It's not a strip club if there's no pole. I'm not too fond of women sprawled out on blankets shaking their coochies in my face. It takes a little bit more for me to be entertained. If you're looking for a classy spot with talented ladies who actually dance, this ain't the place for you. One star.
So they go out on the stage and they throw down a blanket and then start, writhing on the blanket. And I've never seen that.
They're protecting the floor.
Yeah, I think so.
And is the name
padding down so they don't, that floor's hard. I'm not sitting on a hard floor. You got to get me some padding.
And it's cold.
Give me one of those little nap mats that kindergartners use.
Yeah. And did they call it the house, like the White House? I mean, it's in D.C., right?
Yeah, it is. I don't know if that's a reference. I'm assuming it is. Yeah, I guess it's a reference to the White House, but.
I bet your brother's in that place all the time, Lynn.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. I love when they get on stage and lay on the blanket and quote unquote, shake their coochie in my face. It's so vile. I mean, it's so bad. So,
Lindsay's brother lives in D.C., so I bet you he knows. If he doesn't go there, which I'm guessing he doesn't, but he probably knows about it.
I'm going to ask him, do you know about a strip club called The House?
And if he gets really nervous, then you know that. He's like, he knows you busted him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Busted.
Then we'll go to Cocoa Beach, Florida at a place called Lido Cabaret. Kevin left a one-star review. What a poor experience here on two occasions. The girls were okay. The establishment was outdated and very tacky. The manager, who was full of energy, but a total snake oil salesman type of character, whom was very contradicting, and had little to no authentic professionalism. I will not visit this place again. One star.
Yeah, I mean, You don't want to go to a strip club where the manager is fake.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you want authentic professionalism.
Yeah.
From the manager at the strip club.
Total snake oil salesman.
I guess he's, you know, putting the hard sell on him by getting private dances and buying more drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of, he's probably started out at Buckle.
True. Truly.
Yes.
Then we'll go to San Diego, California, at a place called Cheetahs. Mike left a one-star review. This place is pure trash. I had my phone out, and one of the workers thought I was taking a picture of one of the strippers. They were forcefully trying to take my phone away from me till I proved to them in my gallery that I had taken nothing. The staff kept daring me to throw a punch. It's like they really love to fight their customers.
Yeah.
Very unwelcoming. They think they're the mobs, and I'm surprised the cops haven't raided this place yet. One star.
Look, here are my pictures. I didn't take any, you know. Still, I dare you to swing on me.
I dare you.
I love that. They dared me to throw a punch. Yeah, that's a mess. Then we'll go to La Palace in Orlando, Florida. Alan left a one-star review. Poor atmosphere and a disturbing crowd. Stay away. Don't let these people ruin your time in Orlando. Apparently, they have a disgustingly illegal after party if you want to overpay. They don't cater to classy people. There are so much better clubs in Orlando. Right next door, actually. One star. Okay.
Yeah. Classy people like me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the implication there. They're not dealing with classy people like me.
No.
Yeah. I left a wife and kids at the Disney All-Star Resort, and I went over to see some titties. And they weren't nearly as classy as me.
Never are.
Exactly. Then we'll go back to Washington, D.C. At the Good Guys Club.
Oh, Good Guys.
Lindsay's brother left a one-star review. No, I'm just kidding. A great place to go. If you're looking to have a gun pulled on you.
Oh, my gosh.
This club has come under new management, and that management does not do enough to make sure this is a safe environment. One star.
Okay. Again, with the management complaints.
Yeah, it's there are a lot of management complaints. Like,
so it must have been a fellow patron that pulled the gun.
Sounds that way.
Yeah.
Sounds that way. And not fitting for a place called the Good Guys Club.
No.
Got people pulling guns on each other.
Yeah. Wise Guys Club, maybe.
Yeah. And then we will wrap up in Daytona Beach, Florida, at a place called Diamond Dolls. A guy named Enrico left this one-star review. This place is under new mismanagement. They are charging $10 for parking and then $20 to get in the front door. When you get inside, there are no girls on stage dancing. And when the girls are supposed to be dancing, the music is ghetto, not good for dancing, and they are not playing any good dancing music at all. And when you ask about the kind of music being played, you will be ignored. The girls weren't dancing, just shucking and jiving to ghetto music, and the girls weren't very friendly either. I had money to burn, and none of the other dancers wanted to take the offer. I will not return to this club anytime in the future.
I'm sorry, did he say shucking?
Shucking and jiving.
Yeah.
Shucking and jiving.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Not really.
You're frozen.
My camera messed up. So luckily we were at the end.
That was the final one. Those are the one-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.